The compromise package would require most employees hired after January of 2014 to shift to a new retirement program with reduced benefits and greater employee contributions, similar to a 401k. It would also mandate that the legislature fully fund the system by 2018. The coalition wants Governor McDonald to veto the new hybrid plan. They also want a salary increase to offset the new contribution requirements for local employees, like the one that was included for state employees during the last adjustment to the system in 2011. Dr. Kitty Boitnot, president of the Virginia Education Association, notes that Virginia's teachers, who make up a large part of the retirement system, earn about $7,000 less than the national average.
A future teacher who makes the minimum contribution to the hybrid pension plan as outlined in the conference report would see their meager retirement benefit fall by about one-third. Virginia has long had a compact with its teachers. Dedicate your career to Virginia's teachers and you won't ever become wealthy, but you will have a decent retirement. But I'm here to tell you, this compact has been broken in a way that may cripple our efforts to recruit and retain a first-class teacher workforce in Virginia. In most localities, teachers have seen one small, if any, pay raise in the past 3 to 4 years. But their cost for things like health insurance have gone up, so their paychecks have not and cannot keep pace.
Mike Moeller is president of the Virginia Professional Firefighters, who represent 7,000 career firefighters and paramedics statewide.
With the recession and slow recovery, the VRS now has an estimated $24 billion unfunded liability that was not brought to you by public employees. It was brought to you by Wall Street and the Virginia legislature. And now the General Assembly is quite literally trying to pass the buck onto hardworking public employees. This unfunded liability has come about because the General Assembly decided not to fund the VRS in 18 of the last 20 years. By not paying the state's required contribution to the VRS over the past 20 years, the General Assembly has contributed to the unfunded liability to the tune of $5 billion. In 2010, Governor McDonald borrowed more than $500 million from the employees of the Commonwealth to balance the state's budget, while he went on a road tour, being on Meet the Press, talking about 2 years of surpluses. What he didn't say is that those surpluses were created by money that they took from the Virginia retirement system. 2 years later, he's blaming the same employees he borrowed from for the shortfall, saying they should pay more towards VRS, and that the system has to be fixed now by cutting benefits to future and current employees. Public employees have given up pay and other benefits for promise of a meager pension. The fact is, those in the Assembly calling for further cuts to VRS are not interested in fixing the pension system. They want to kill it altogether. Not for fiscal reasons, but because they are ideologically opposed to pensions. They want to give our retirement plans to Wall Street, who will make billions and trillions on the fees that they'll be able to charge each and every one of us individually, so that they can bleed us to death with those fees. We believe a constitutional amendment to require the General Assembly to pay the Commonwealth's required contribution to the VRS is necessary and prudent if VRS is to be healthy in the future.
Governor McDonald's office says he's currently reviewing the legislation and that he's committed to making the VRS solvent and strong for the years ahead. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.